Welcome to For Preachers Only podcast. This program is designed to encourage the man of God and strengthen him in his daily life and in his walk with the Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And now, your host, yours truly, your friend and bishop, Dr. L.T. Bryant.
Praise the Lord, brethren. How are you? Once again, for preachers only, but to whoever has an ear to hear, you may hear, especially if you're in a place of authority. Pastor, where are you? Pastor, where are you? The battle was sore. David and his men were fighting. And I believe that one of the giants of the Philistines went to slay David, but one of his men blocked the sword and killed the giant instead. And so they all looked at David and they said, "You can no longer come to battle. You are worth 10,000 of us. So therefore, you don't come to battle. You stay back and let us fight." And David consented. And then the Bible begins this story with this. When the kings should have been out to battle, David stayed behind. Preacher, where are you? Don't ever allow your congregation or friends to exalt you above measure. Don't ever allow anyone or anything to exalt you above the Word of God. The safest thing as preachers we can do is follow the guidelines, follow the scriptures, do as we have been taught to do from the heart. The fact that that scripture said, when the kings should have been out to battle, lets us know that when David's men insisted that David stay behind, that that was not the will of God, nor was it the way of kings. Instead of leading his army into battle, he would stay back and let others fill in his position. Don't ever be so quick, Pastor, to give your power to another. Because it is God that promotes, and you don't want to sit down on your responsibilities. And this is where David came out to his balcony. And he saw a woman taking a bath. Yes, this is how he saw Bathsheba. But if he would have been where the kings should have been, David would have never saw her. How many times, preachers have been found in the wrong place at the wrong time? How many times, as ministers, you leave the house to do your God-given duty, but you take a detour, and you're not where you should be. I feel a virtue. Glory to God. Remember now, when I say I feel a virtue, that means somebody's listening can relate to what I'm saying. How many times have preachers gotten in trouble because they were not where they said they were? Pastor, what are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you hanging around? What are you hiding? If you allow the Spirit to lead you, you'll always be in the right place. at the right time with the right people. I know we're but flesh and blood, but that's not an excuse not to follow the Spirit. When the kings should have been out to battle, David stayed behind, went out on his balcony, and there he saw the temptation that would change his whole life. Why? Because he was not where he should have been. Preacher, what are you doing?
Until next time, to my fellow ministers, may he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. My brothers, we will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. Until next time, keep the faith.